Welcome to this Life I Live in Truth podcast, a podcast about living life authentically. Each week, we deliver the best stories from individuals who have decided with intention to live authentic lives. Now here's your host, Jesse Belizaire.
Ayo, one, two. All right. Tell me why I just thought, you know, this was a cipher. Anywho, I kid. Welcome back to the village. Oh, my goodness. I am your host, Jesse B, back again for yet another dynamic interview. Our guest this evening is a young Black man with just a plethora of wise counsel under his belt. He is using his knowledge to help others as their sovereign guide to free themselves, to reach mental nirvana, and to aspire to inspire. Coming to the show is Mr. Griff. He is the public figure and host of Talks with Griff podcast. Welcome to the show, Griff.
Thank you for having me. This is amazing. That was a phenomenal introduction.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. I really, really am so thankful for our time together. So I appreciate this.
Likewise. Thank you for reaching out and being flexible with the times and everything. I truly appreciate it.
Of course. So guess if you guys don't know, Mr. Griff is joining us all the way from Germany. So this podcast has turned international. So before we get started, if it's okay with you, I thought we could play a little game to help us get to know this public figure a little better. Are you up for it?
I'm up for it.
You don't sound up for it, Mr. Griff.
Bring it on. Let me see what you got.
All right, great. So the game I'm about to introduce to you and to our listeners is called This or That. So I'm going to present two scenarios, right? Two scenarios, things or places, whatever comes to mind. And so you have to pick one over the other based on what you personally like or gravitate to. Any questions?
Okay. No, let's go for it.
All right. So I think this is going to give our villagers, and I don't know, what do you call your Talk with Griff's listeners?
My audience, really. I don't have anything specifically that I have a name for them. I'm just appreciative that people are listening and just the audience. Yeah, I look at it like that.
Okay. So I think it's going to give my villagers, as well as your Talk with Griff audience members, a little chance to get to know you a little better. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So this winter or that summer?
This winter.
All right. This early bird or that night owl?
That night owl for sure.
Oh, wow. Okay. I could get with that. All right. So this J. Cole or that Drake?
J. Cole. That's easy.
See, I gave you two light-skinned brothers to choose from.
Okay. See that.
You know what? That sounded better in my head. And then I said it and I was like, wait, I'm talking to a man. Okay. Anyways. Yeah. All right. We have two more. Are you ready? Spiritual or that religious?
This spiritual.
All right. And this one, I'm going to dig a little deep. This love rooted in passion or that love rooted in value life?
That love rooted in value life.
All right. So that concludes our little game of this and that. Thank you so much for participating.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, I think, what do you think? I think we're a little better acquainted.
I think so. That was a like a little taste of what's going on in the pot, just a little taste.
Yeah, for sure. So we're going to get right into the swing of our conversation. So I wanted to know, can you take a moment to basically just introduce yourself to the audience and to our listeners?
Of course. Well, for those of you who don't know me, I go by Griff online, but my name is Dorian Griffin. I'm 28 years old. And there really isn't a name for what it is that I'm doing just yet because I'm in the process of allowing it to unfold. So for layman's terms, I'm figuring it out. But what I am doing is using my anecdotal experience and wisdom and knowledge to push a message of gaining people to become them optimal selves through mental health and spirituality. I think that it's important for us, especially as Black men, to do the internal work because without doing the internal work, we are not able to provide and be of service for our children, our women, and the world. But ultimately, that journey to self is the most important one. You know, it goes back to the question that you asked me this or that in regards to love and passion or love and value of life. Well, passion is like a roller coaster. I'm saying it's going to go up and down. You're not going to always like your wife. You're not going to always like your husband. But the value of life that you offer and they offer as well is what keeps you in the fight. So that's basically what I do. I get people to have the difficult conversations so that way they can help themselves, liberate themselves from their own mental conditioning.
Sounds like a Lauryn Hill song. I love it. I love it. So, Dorian, I love how you talk about, and you're so candid about, just being in the process of just figuring it out and just maybe not having all the answers right now, but just really being a part of the process. It's just such a wonderful, humbling experience as a fellow podcast host and just entrepreneur. Like I completely can relate with what you're saying. And so we need more people to advocate for, you know, mental health. And I love how you talk about the connection between mental health and spirituality and how it really is going to be those two things that you use to help you really do the internal work so that you can be not only the best version of yourself for yourself, but for those around you and for the community at large. So thank you so much for that.
Yes, I agree.
All right. So from one podcast host to another, there is always somewhat of a story that comes along with how our podcasts are birthed. Could you take a moment to kind of walk us through that process with how you came about Talks with Griff?
Yes. It is interesting. You know, I'm not one to always speak on love and light, even because that the growth doesn't stem from the light. You know, your most darkest and most confusing times birth success. So I had just got here to Germany. I was in quarantine in the hotel room and I was losing my mind. I had just experienced what some may call quote unquote a twin flame. And that whole saga of my life really just uprooted me out of my emotions and protection. It was good until it wasn't. That's the best way that I can put it. It was good until it wasn't. And when it wasn't, it wasn't. It was just terrible. But being in that hotel room, I'm a fighter. I'm stubborn. I like to try to figure out ways of how to move past an obstacle because that's all an obstacle is. It just prevents you from getting to where you want to go. And I was on YouTube looking up information about being a projector in the human design. If you all don't know what that is, I would invite you all to look it up. It is a it's a system that used to help you. It's a system that is used that helps you become more acquainted with who you are within your body versus your mind. And I found this lady. She's a dope lady. I ended up sending her an email, got a reading from her, and she expressed to me that I have this voice that is captivating, that pulls people in, and that is a way of how I can bring in additional revenue and also, you know, have people laugh, you know, be comical a little bit. So I took down some notes on exactly how I wanted to go about doing it. I didn't have a mic. I didn't have a studio set up, but I just knew that I needed to take action. So I wasn't trying to decide on some fancy name or on how I wanted it to pop. It's just at the end of the day, it's just Talks with Griff. That's all that it is. And these talks will allow people to become more comfortable with having these type of conversations. So that's how it was birthed. It was birthed in the hotel in Germany, and it's been going strong ever since then. And I'm grateful for it. I truly am.
That's phenomenal. I'm a little curious. How did you end up in Germany? Like, did you live in the States before? Like, what was that about?
Well, yes, I did live in the States before. I'm originally from New Orleans, but my 9-to-5 job being in the Air Force is what has me over here in Germany. I don't tend to speak about that often or much at all anymore online for the simple fact that it's nobody's business, one, and two.
No,
you're perfectly okay. I don't want to have my business life associated with what I do to make my current money at this point in time.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Yeah.
So there's like a clear separation.
Right. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people tend to, and it's no slight to those people who like to advocate for, you know, them being in the military and having that experience. And that's perfectly okay. I actually used to do that a little bit, but once I realized that my purpose is further beyond that, I tend to just focus on the value that I can offer people. Just me being me, not my current association with the military.
I love that. And it really just made me think of how, you know, I talk about this, you know, on more than one occasion, how just we as people, like there's no like one single story to who we are. Like as mm-hmm. beings, we are just so layered. And I love how you talked about there's so much more in terms of what you have to value outside of what you have to offer career-wise, or, you know, you could fill in the blank for what is relevant for you. Mm-hmm. But I think that was very interesting. So thank you for sharing that with me. I really, really do appreciate that. So what do you hope? Yeah, totally. What do you hope people will, I know you touched on it a little bit, but what do you hope people are left with when they either listen to your podcast or they book a mind-free session with you?
My hope is that they tend to take their power back. And it's interesting that you bring it up because I have not had a client at all with that, which that's perfectly okay. You know, there's a time for everything, but with the reels and the podcasts and the quotes or thoughts that I put on into social media, I just hope that people have the courage and bravery enough to look within themselves, to hold themselves accountable for what they've done. That way they can gain the necessary confidence to move past it. I think that people tend to operate out of a victim mindset because it's easy, mm-hmm. and that's okay, but nobody necessarily taught them the value of who they are as an individual and just how much of gratitude you can get within yourself by continuing to work on yourself. One of the quotes that I love by Big Sean the most is that he said, I've been working on myself, and that's the most important work, even if you don't get paid for it. And I think a lot of people, it would behoove a lot of people to do that work. But one thing that I also noticed, too, is that it's scary. know, a lot of people don't tend to do that, or they tend to shy away from that inner work because they're afraid of what they're going to see. And this whole COVID nonsense, from my perception, has just been a way for people to sit with themselves. And now you're faced with it. Now you can either choose to continue to distract yourself, or you can choose to level up in the best way that you possibly can. So, like I said, it's uncomfortable. It may not be the most trending thing out there when it comes to mental health and getting people to believe in themselves, but it's necessary work. And I think that people will, once they allow the cognitive dissonance to subside and they get out of their ego, they will be able to receive the message wholeheartedly, which will then allow them to transcend whatever it is that they're going through at that point in time.
Oh my goodness. So powerful, Mr. Griff. Oh my goodness. Your hope. So for those listening, please go check out Talks with Griff. Griff is really trying to help his listeners and anybody who visits his social media platforms to really help people to take their power back. How powerful is that? To know that you have it within you to gain the confidence to move past anything it is that you've been dealt with, and the value of self as you are in that moment, right? Yes. So many people talk about we're preparing people for the future, for tomorrow. But what about meeting people where they are, right where they are, as they are?
Exactly.
And celebrating that, right? Oh my goodness. Right. This is so powerful. And I love that quote by Big Sean too, because there's like a, I don't know, you know how sometimes you see like art graphics on mm-hmm. social media when you're just looking for like, I know I like to look for like motivational quotes. And mm-hmm. so I came across one, I think, I want to say maybe 4 or 5 years ago when I really began this work. It said, "You are the most important project you will ever work on."
Mm-hmm.
And once I grasped that and I had an understanding of that, I kind of ran with it. And then onward and upward it was from there. You know, sometimes it's really about a mindset shift to really change things. Like until you shift your mind, there is no way that you're going to be moved to do something different that is going to change the trajectory of your life, right?
Yes, you have to decide. You have to decide that you're going to do something different. And I think a lot of the confusion comes into play where it's like, you may have heard it all the time. People say, well, how can you know what it's like to be somebody who you've never been before? And I also think that that's where we're at as well. We know who we were, and we're in the process of shedding what is no longer conducive for us. So we're not yet fully the person that we're becoming, which I think that is just more of a returning to self. And we're in the middle. It's kind of like we're in limbo. So like you're learning, you're transcending. A lot of people say healing. I don't necessarily prefer to use that word because it implies that something is wrong with you, but I get why it may seem a little bit more suitable and viable. But I think that a lot of people are just in the midst of it. And again, that can be scary because you're like, am I making progress? What is it that I need to do to bridge this gap to form said mindset? And it's patience and it's discipline. You know, you the deconstruction of the person who you were versus the person that you're becoming, it's not going to be something that's going to be done overnight. And consciously choosing daily to read more or do your best to involve yourself in communities that are on the same frequency as you is just critical.
Absolutely. Three words stick to my mind with what you just said. It's about that conscious daily.
Do you like what you're hearing so far? Well, make sure you click that subscribe button so you never miss a show. Man. Mr. Griff is really bringing the truth. And at the beginning of the conversation, we touched a little bit on relationships. So at this time, I'd like to strongly recommend purchasing Truth Cards. They are head and heart question cards for singles as well as those in relationships to help further nourish relationships as well as great conversation starters. If you want to get your personal deck, click the link below. Now back to the show.
Choice. The conscious daily choices that we make on a daily basis is really where it's at. So thank you so much for highlighting that. And with the time that we're in, I love how earlier you talked about it really gave us an opportunity to kind of sit with ourselves because life kind of slowed down and we weren't distracted by what I like to call all the press downs in our life, all the unhealthy ways that we have learned to get through the stress that we're in, never really addressing it, but to just get through it.
You kind of just push it aside.
Exactly. And I
call until it becomes down. A problem.
Exactly. Right. Whether you're a performer and you're concerned about always being your best, right? Or being a perfectionist or being at the gym like every day, like all of those things are, you know, if not done in the right dose, can really be a part of the press down. Because if you're never really addressing the hurt or the pain or the confusion or whatever it may be, it is going to find a way to bubble up. And so I love, again, how you talk about the conscious daily choice. Really is going to help combat those things. And if we as a whole begin to really look at more healthy ways to reduce stress, because, you know, some stress is good. We're never really going to know how to deal with some of the things that we've gone through until we learn healthy ways to reduce our stress. We're always going to tend to lean towards the press down because it's easy, right?
Right. Yeah. You tend to lean towards what's worked before.
Exactly. Or for some people, it's, you know, their addiction to porn or their addiction to whatever or food or whatever or not eating. All those things are unhealthy forms that society has kind of, in a way, normalized to help you press down things, to help keep you unhealthy, to help just perpetuate this rat race is what I call it. Oh my goodness, what a word, what a conversation. I wanted to know, Griff, is it okay I call you Griff?
Yes.
Okay. What is something about you that the world may have a misunderstanding about that you would like to clarify?
What's something about me that the world may have a misunderstanding about? Well, I would say that one, the world doesn't know who I am yet, but my immediate circle of people, I don't think that they understand the level of awareness and the amount of emotional solitude that I went through to get to quote-unquote perceived level. I made a video once talking about how I wasn't always this emotionally literate, how I would be angry because I was aware enough to know that something was happening and something was wrong, but I didn't know how to move past it. And that brought me to a place of really leaning on introspection. And I think a lot of people tend to look at me and think that I have it all figured out, but I tell them that I'm just a product of what I decided to do upstairs. I'm still in the process myself. So it's not, I'm no further along or behind anybody. I just have experienced some things and I may have a level of awareness and wisdom that I was gifted with during my time here and that I'm grateful for, but I think a lot of people tend to look at me as like somebody who has it all together, and it's like, if you were to truly sit down and have a conversation with me, and I felt inclined to share some of the aspects of what I have went through, which I have done before, most people are like, well, how are you this person today? Like, if I would have went through that, then I would have just completely lost my mind. And I'm like, well, see, there we go. It's you never really know until you know. As they say, don't judge a book by its cover. So that's what I would
Absolutely.
say.
Oh my goodness. Griff, you didn't come to play today. Oh my goodness.
No. People, most people know,
Oh man.
anybody that knows me, they know that I don't give average responses. Not that I don't mind surface level stuff. I mean, it's cool. We are here to, and we are having the human experience. But at the end of the day, I'm gonna give you an answer that's gonna make you think later on in the day.
Listen.
So,
Go
yeah.
ahead with your bad self. Yes to extraordinary. Oh my goodness. Griff said he is the product of what he decided to do upstairs. Come on now. Oh, goodness. Okay, let me get myself together. Let me get myself together.
I said that because I was a personal trainer, and a lot of people would, not that I have the best body, I don't consider myself a bodybuilder, never stepped on stage or anything, but people would be amazed by my size and height compared to the level of strength. And I would tell my clients at the time is that, again, my body is just a product of what I decided to do upstairs. So even if you don't see it now, change happens in an instant over time.
Right.
So you, the moment you decide something, at that point in time, things are moving to make that happen for you. And before you know it, you're going to wake up, and the outcome that you want is going to be right there for you. For me, it was handstand push-ups. I didn't think that humans were doing that without the wall. And I saw my first coach doing it. I told myself I want to be able to do it, and I did it.
That's amazing. Being in the coaching world, people can coach w with anything. I know a guy, I don't know him personally, but has really launched a six-figure business just teaching people how to do a headstand. But
Yes.
it's deeper than that because it's about the inner work that happens when you're able to actually achieve that
That's
headstand.
exactly. And I got to a place of,
Did I lose you?
yes, the lady came on, said that the call is going to be ending soon. But what I was saying was that I got to a place of knowing that that's the work that I've been leaning towards. It's not about the outcome. It's about getting people. The outcome for me is getting people to win that battle of the mind and of the spirit. There's something that I like to call a spiritual fortitude. And it's not that people aren't able to do handstands or backflips or pull-ups or anything of that nature. It's the narrative that they've been telling them, that they've been telling themselves about said thing that they want to achieve. And I just come along and I say, okay, well, before we even begin to look at what it is that you want to achieve, why do you feel like you can't achieve it? Because it always stems from childhood. I think that at the end of the day, we are just grown, as they say, as the old folks say, we are just grown, younger versions of ourselves. If you think about it, if somebody was to quote unquote trigger you, they're not triggering the woman who just is today. They're triggering the little girl who just was. And it takes time to have that type of conversation with yourself to be able to look at it and say, why does she feel this way? Or why is she hurt internally? And what can I do to get past it? That's where I come in. I get people to look at themselves, to do some introspection, and go back in time to find out where the trauma began, how to break it. And before you know it, that losing 10 pounds or speaking on stage or becoming one of the best public speakers in the state, that seems like that's easy. That's a layup for most people.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love how you're making the analogies between, you know, physical terminology and applying it to the introspective work. I think sometimes people are visual learners, you know? So
yes.
That was wonderful. So I know our time together is coming to an unwind, but if someone is looking to free themselves from, let's just fill in the blank with anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
What would be one piece of advice that you would give them?
I would invite people to establish a level of safety, vulnerability, and intimacy with themselves first. I think that that is one of the most important things that you can have with yourself, because the relationship that you have with yourself is the only one that you're going to have forever while you're on this plane of existence. So spending time with yourself, really listening to yourself, honoring whatever it is that you may need to go through, because if you can't fully show up for you, then there's no way you're going to be able to fully show up for, you know, your family, you know, your business, things of that nature. So I would just invite people to take a look in the mirror, even though it's going to be challenging and that you may not be prepared to face whatever it is that you're going to see, but the work is worth it. It really is.
There you have it, listeners. The work is worth it. So Mr. Griff talks about establishing a level of safety for anybody who is looking to free themselves of anything, and to be vulnerable, and to just honor yourself. Honor yourself so that you can show up for yourself, right?
Yeah.
Wow. So powerful. All right, Griff, how can people stay connected with you? I'm just so excited for what the future has in store for you. I know this is just the beginning. I think you have just tapped the surface of what God's purpose is for you, or whatever you believe, whatever, you know? I think this is really just the beginning. So how can people stay connected with you, and anything that you can talk about that may be coming down the pipeline in the coming months that you can share?
Yes, you all can. You can follow me on IG. I'm also on TikTok as well, but IG at Griff's Official, that's where most of my social media is at. I'm on TikTok here and there, and within my IG, if you click the link in the bio, you can find the podcast, which is on Spotify.
Thanks for joining us this week on This Life I Live in Truth podcast. Make sure to visit our website, www.thislifeiliveintruth.com, where you can stay connected and subscribe to the podcast so you'll never miss a show. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on any and all platforms, or for you to simply tell a friend. Feel free to also check out our e-course, Finding Your Purpose. Until next time, listeners, cancel the noise and seek the truth that is often found in the light.